In a Friday night clash of the Titans in Flin Flon, the Bombers bested Humboldt 5-1. A strong second period both gave the Bombers the lead and extended it, and despite fast-paced transitional action all night, the Bombers stayed ahead. Humboldt started the game flying and opened the scoring early, with Marek Mamek getting the last touch on a puck that beat Harmon Laserhulme. The Bombers weren't pleased with the call, thinking that Laserhulme had kept the puck from crossing the line, but the officials and goal judge agreed it had gone in and the goal stayed on the board. The Broncos kept the pressure on and crowded the front of the Bomber net, getting in Laserhulme's kitchen and keeping the Bombers from getting established. Flin Flon was able to kill off a 4-minute penalty without further damage, including a moment when Laserhulme took the stick of a Bronco that got too close, put his stick underneath and flung it into low Earth orbit. Big saves and defensive blocks pushed momentum back the Bombers' way, and while Noah Hull ended up in the box with a penalty, Humboldt's Travis Bryson took a penalty of his own that made it 4-on-4, hauling down Carter Anderson on a breakaway. With the extra open ice, the Bombers thrived late, buzzing the Humboldt zone and testing rookie goalie Aiden Fischer. That led to Anderson setting up the league's leading scorer, Alexi Silvestre, with a pinpoint pass that Silvestre hammered into the back of the net. Both teams entered the second tied at 1, while Humboldt players thought a late wraparound got past Laserhulme. The goal judge's light stayed off and the refs called no goal. In the second, Flin Flon found their stride. The ice opened up for more fast, back and forth, give and take hockey, and the Bombers took more than they gave. Humboldt started with an amazing chance, as Cole Tanchik made a rare miscue and lost the puck to Mamek, who raced in on Laserhulme but fell down untouched on his way to the net, losing the puck. Brock Muller got to work midway through the frame, being sprung on a partial breakaway and being unable to convert. The Bombers' mucker-in-chief didn't have to wait long to redeem himself though. Later that shift, the puck leaked out near Fischer and Muller hammered it home, giving Flin Flon the lead and scoring his first goal in almost a month. The floodgates opened from there. Not long after, Justin Lies got loose for a breakaway of his own and he made no mistake, pushing the Bombers up 3-1. A couple other prime chances came and went for Anderson and Dawson Carroll, but Ashton Paul got on the board with a quick rip of his own, beating Fischer clean. A late power play gave the Bombers another prime chance, but some quality defense from the visitors, including a heroic blocked shot from Humboldt's Chase Cook that hobbled him badly, kept the score 4-1 Flin Flon after 40. The Bombers stretched the lead out in the third, with Joey Lies showing his hands on another partial break, picking off an errant pass and beating Fischer just like brother Justin and making it 5-1. Meanwhile, Laserhulme was playing perhaps his best game of the year, keeping pucks away and helping move it forward. The Broncos, as they have in each of the past two seasons when behind, got chippy late, with Maddox Amaral looking for a pound of flesh from Justin Lies and both Cook and Braden Skogstad going for Liam Bridger, but neither Bomber took the bait. Things advanced late when, on a delayed Bomber penalty, Bronco Matthew Van Blarikom collided with Laserhulme and knocked him to the ice. Laserhulme stayed in the game and Van Blarikom was not penalized. The only penalty on the play went to Muller, who was assessed a high stick. Cooler heads prevailed though and, with the penalty boxes filling up late, the Bombers took the game over and rode to glory in the end, getting a big victory in the first game of a weekend series. One final incident came with just over a minute left, when Bomber Adam McNutt and Humboldt defender Connor Thue faced off and McNutt appeared to bump heads with Thue. McNutt was given 2 minutes for roughing and a game misconduct. Laserhulme set a new career high in saves, stopping 49 of 50 shots for the Bombers on a rare night when Flin Flon was outshot by an opponent. Fischer made 39 saves on the night. The win pushes the Bombers further ahead into first in the SJHL standings with 35 points and pulls the Broncos down to third place with 29. The Battleford's North Stars are climbing, taking over the second place spot with 31 points, but the Stars have played 3 more games than both Flin Flon and Humboldt. Flin Flon and Humboldt face off again at the Whitney Forum Saturday night.